For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. It's June Dairy Month, and we highlight First District Association and the farmers behind the product at First District. We talked to Chad and Stacy Bowen just south of Litchfield, and Chad gives us a background on their farm family.
I'm Chad Bowen. This is my wife, Stacy. We got a six-year-old son, Colton. We farm about 15 miles south of Litchfield, kind of right in between Litchfield and Hutchinson. We milk 25 registered jerseys, a couple Holsteins in there in a red and white. I do hoof trimming on the side as a kind of a sideline job, and then we've also do some custom wrapping. Stacy, she buys baby bull calves and raises them up and gets them started and then sells them off. And then we also assist my dad on the crop side where we run about 1,000 acres. So a lot of things going for Stace, myself, and my dad, for all three of us.
Stacy also talks about her farm background, how she got her start in farming.
I grew up on a farm just south of Rochester. My dad milked 40 Holstein registered cows.
And the question is, well, how did they meet? Well, Chad gave us some details.
Through showing cattle. Quite a few years back, we met at a county fair. I was clipping cattle for a guy, and she had some cattle tied in, and it just kind of started there a long time ago, and then it took a little bit of a break, and then it restarted again at another show, and here we are 11 years later.
When it comes to dairy farming, I mentioned to Stacy, what draws you to being a dairy farmer?
I love taking care of calves. That's, I kind of have my dream job, I guess I would say. I love showing, though, too. That's something that we do as a family, and Colton really enjoys it. So
there's a lot of ups and downs in dairy farming and agriculture in general, and Chad says it's important to stay positive.
Yeah, you do, and every farm is a little different, regardless of cow size or cow numbers and farm size and everything. Everybody's operation is a little bit different, so you kind of got to do with what works for you, whether you're a small producer and you need to find a niche market, and for us, our niche market is genetics and selling 4-H calves and stuff like that, and then, maybe getting a job off the farm or something along those lines, and maybe a bigger farm, maybe you got to add more cows or you got to do some different with land, maybe instead of corn and beans you go to hay or some specialty crops. So every farm is a little different, but you got to do with what works, and ultimately you really do have to buckle down and watch what you do and try to survive another day.
Something else we do is we board cattle for other people, which is extra, a little sideline for us.
Also, when it comes to working with First District Association, Chad gave us some insight into how working with First District has been for their dairy farm family.
First District is a member co-op, and I feel, not to be prejudiced, but one of the best ones that there is around. They really have done a great job keeping things modern, for the future, I guess. I found some paperwork in the house. My grandpa, I got the certificate in the house of the first, his first unit chair for First District back in the late 60s. So it goes back a long time. There's a lot of history there. But I think it's a really phenomenal co-op to be a part of. They do look out for us. And they are doing things that need to be done within the plant, not only for our sake, but for the sakes of consumers and their demand, whether it's overseas, NCs, you name it. They really do a great job with that.
Chad and Stacy Bowen near Litchfield, and they also say, too, it's important to be vocal and visible for agriculture and their dairy industry.
I think this is why things like the dinner on the dairy and all the breakfast on the farms are important. So, they can all come out with their families and they can see how it's actually done, because I think there is a lot of misconceptions out there, and that's why we're excited to host something like this.
Final question. I said, why do you guys dairy farm? Yeah. If people come up and say, why do you dairy farm? What's your answer?
It's pretty simple. We love our cattle. I mean, I know there's, bad stuff out there and stuff, and as there's bad of everything, but at the end of the day, they do provide our income, and we do really, really love our animals, and they are part of our family.
I would second that, and maybe just to add to it, it's definitely not, obviously we're not out here to get rich. We're not out here for the money. Part of it is family tradition. Part of it is history, working outside, working with the cattle. So it's kind of a great thing. It's a great way to live a life. It's definitely a lifestyle. It's not about getting rich and having a huge retirement plan, because that's obviously not in the works. But it's about the quality of life that you have out here too.
Chad and Stacy Bowen, our farm family behind the product at First District Association in Stadview Dairy, just south of Litchfield. Our June Dairy Month focus with the First District Association here on CASM Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.